Captions: San Nicolas Island is about 60 miles west of Los Angeles. In 1964, Island of the Blue Dolphins was made into a movie. An idea for a story. After a while, Scott Odell began writing. In 1924, he published his first book. He wrote for newspapers and magazines, too. One day, Odell read a story in a newspaper. It was a true story from the early 1800s. The story was about a young Native American woman. She had spent 18 years alone on San Nicolas Island. San Nicolas is one of the Channel Islands off the California coast. Odell wrote a novel about the woman and her life on the island. He named the woman Karana. In the story, Odell included memories of how things were when he was a boy. The name of the novel was Island of the Blue Dolphins, and it was published in 1960. It was Odell's first book for young people. It was a big success. It won the Newbery Medal. Scott Odell's wife, author Elizabeth Hall, said, "I think there is no doubt but that Scott's California background influenced his work. He grew up on the California coast when large stretches of it were uninhabited. His childhood was spent exploring the beaches and surrounding territory, and many of the things he did, often with his friends, were the basis for the things Karana did while alone on her island." Some of these things Odell and his friends did included making canoes and searching for devilfish near a place called Dead Man's Island. Writing about history. Scott always had a deep interest in history, and that led him to explore the history of California, Elizabeth Hall remembered. It was probably his interest in history that led Scott Odell to write historical fiction. Historical fiction is based on real events. Some parts are made up. The author imagines what people might have thought or said. Caption: This is a statue of Sacagawea. She was a real-life Shoshone guide. Scott Odell wrote about her in Streams to the River, River to the Sea.